This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off the second hour of this program. Open phones, as always, should you wish to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian.
Nicholas Mamby.
And the captain.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, but just to bring you up to speed, beyond talking about the crazy new, but yet totally expected, vaccine mandates in New York City. We're also discussing the new and also not really surprising, the not so very surprising new program that Apple Computers is going to be putting into their new iOS version 15. That should be rolling out apparently within the next month or so.
This should be called the iViolation app.
iViolate.
Yep. Yep. They're planning on scanning. Not only iPhones, likely every iOS device, right? As long as it's got iOS 15, they're going to be scanning your phone and or other device for child abuse imagery.
I'm sure that's all they're scanning for.
Well, that's what they say at this point, and maybe that's true. Maybe that's all they're scanning for right now.
But they would never have pressure on them to, say, scan for dissidents in general.
In order for them to scan for whatever they're defining as child abuse imagery, whatever the algorithm or whatever program that they've, you know, put in place to go, oh, yep, that's one, right? They have to scan all of the images.
That's correct.
So all of your images on any iDevice, your tablets, your iPhones, anything with iOS on it, all of your images and videos are going to be scanned by this thing.
Well, don't worry, Captain. They've addressed your concern here. Believe it or not, here's what they say. Quote, and it does so while providing significant privacy benefits over existing techniques, since Apple only learns about users' photos if they have a collection of known CSAM, which stands for Child Abuse Sexual Material, or Child Sexual Abuse Material, on their iCloud Photos account. See, so they're protecting you. It's all about privacy still. You buy that one, right?
Nope.
It's a service.
I mean, the gall of these people.
Yeah, you're getting serviced, aren't
you? To actually say that they are providing, quote, significant privacy benefits by scanning.
Significant privacy benefits.
Yeah, by scanning every single file on your phone to see if it matches child abuse sexual material.
They left out. I think they're confusing the word benefits with violations here.
Yep. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line. You can bring up what you want. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Kentucky.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
So this new technology, one thing I wanted to say about it is that I'm pretty sure it's already been in effect for quite a while. I know that they have been actively censoring memes and screenshots and things like that. But the first time I've actually seen it fully implemented was maybe a week or two ago when I was trying to send a picture to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing was it wasn't even on the phone. It was on the computer mm-hmm. through an app called Discord, which is a chat app you guys might be familiar with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the picture was basically of my dog just being spoiled, my lap dog laying on his back. And all I can figure out is because his testicles were showing, it actively censored the photo in real time and stopped it from sending and downloading and gave me a warning.
Hold on. Now, so just to clarify, was this Discord that did the censoring or your operating system?
Well, it was on the computer through Discord, mm-hmm. so, I mean, it would have to be Discord, right?
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me.
Could be Windows. I mean, who knows how to... But it was definitely on a PC, a personal desktop computer.
Did it give you an error message? Did it give you a warning?
So it gave me some kind of nudity-type warning or something of that. But that was in real time. That's what shocked me. Like, I'm used to censorship after the fact, but it stopped the picture being sent in progress in real time.
Wow. I'm not surprised. Discord is a, you know...
I'm surprised at the efficiency.
Well...
Yes.
They've got these algorithms out there in the wild, and they're using them. I mean, look, remember, you can upload a video to YouTube, and within seconds, it knows whether it is matching any other video in its copyrighted catalog. I mean,
or
just
audio.
Think about the power of that particular system to be able to take a relatively small video clip and say, oh, this matches, you know, Queen's songs or whatever, right. Whatever it is that they figured out in instance. So it's there.
Very advanced, but only when they want it to be, like one of you gentlemen were saying earlier, they can't distinguish a debit from pornography unless it wants to, you know.
Well, and there's
so
this,
that's, you know,
there's this thing I like to call technology creep as well when it comes to devices that are connected to the Internet. These, like Apple and Microsoft, these OS providers, seemingly are forgetting that my device, our devices, our personal computers, our phones, are not theirs. They are not part of their, it's not part of the Internet, right? Your phone is not part of, it's a way to access the Internet. But they continue to treat all of these devices as if they are just part of the Internet.
Well, they are part of the Internet. If they are, if they're on the Internet, they've got an IP address. They can be addressed. They can be
talked
to.
But you can, you know, turn that off for a period of time.
In which case, it would not be part of the Internet.
Right, exactly. But they're treating your device as, and continually treating your device more and more every day, as if it is part of their portion of the Internet.
So David, I look at these very, very fast, very, very effective artificial intelligence or algorithms or whatever you want to call them, and I look at it and I say, okay, if we want to loose these things on the public, what we should do is aim them at who's causing war. Everyone who says a thing that ends up with, you know, a bunch of dead people for no reason, a whole lot of innocent civilians who have been accidentally targeted in the process of these wars, that's what we should be loosing this on. Like, are you creating war? That's the kind of thing that, like, I'm not for censorship, but if we were going to censor these things, like, target the people who are about to create the next, you know, Syrian insurgents.
David, any other thoughts you want to share? Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, I thought you guys might find that interesting. I got two more points I wanted to say about this vaccine and how it ties in with all this technical dictatorship, which is basically what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Is this is going to lead to a biometric vaccination ID.
Oh, yeah.
Quantum dot tattoo. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or are aware of it, but you guys should look it up. I mean, it even tells you that is what it is. It's a biometric tattoo that goes on your hand or your forehead, scannable.
Yeah, it's the old science fiction barcode thing, except, you know, more modern.
Yeah, and so it's not science fiction now. They're openly telling us that, hey, this is coming.
It's
this
science reality.
Yeah, science reality, exactly. And then just to piggyback off that, I want to talk about my wife. And here nationwide, I'm sure you guys are aware of the rollout of mandating vaccines for healthcare workers, anybody working in the hospital. So that's affected my wife. But an interesting story to that is that she's in the, you know, they're threatening her with her job right now. So one of the local hospitals was offering overtime, $10 an hour on top of that, as well as $200 a shift, massive pay incentive to go work.
Mm-hmm.
So when she looked into this to find out what are they doing, they are giving BAM antibody infusions. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of these or not and know anything about what the COVID vaccine actually
does. Did you say BAM antibody?
BAM. It stands for, I'm going to have to look at this word. I can't even pronounce it. But it's an antibody infusion.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about this is she's already ran into this about 6 months ago. One of the men that got the COVID vaccine then came in to get the BAM antibody infusion. They sell it as it's a faster recovery. Within 8 hours, she was in there doing CPR on it. He has COVID.
Wow.
This is killing people. And they are giving huge money incentives for nurses to come and to inject people with this after they've had the vaccine.
I wonder which mega corporation's behind this one.
Yeah.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Very interesting stuff. Discord targeting a photo of a dog because it had its genitals in it? I mean, amazing. Discord, by the way, is it's a big tech corporation. Yeah, they're not as big as Apple.
Antibody infusions are. I'm going to have to look it up because it's concerning.
We got more coming up. You can join us. Thank you, David. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in here if you want. Join us at 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
Nicholas Mountaineer
and Bam Lanavamab.
Oh. Monoclonal antibody therapy.
Whoa, Black Betty, Ban Lanham of the Bab. Whoa, Black Betty, Ban Lanham of the Bab.
You guys have been looking up this BAM, was it antibody procedure or something, injection?
I just learned the word monoclonal.
What does it mean?
I'm not quite
sure.
One
clone. One clone, a singular clone?
So they take what your body should be doing, and they make a bunch of stuff that they inject you with to do what your body should be doing.
Mm. Which it may be doing anyway. But they can charge you now for what it should be doing normally. Is that basically what you're saying?
Well, I'm entirely certain that there is a government program by which the pharmaceutical companies get paid to make monoclonal antibody therapies.
Mm. I presume the customers are also...
Bamlanivimab. Okay.
Yes. What you're referring to is a guy who called in the last segment, David, who said his wife works in a hospital, and they're pitching this. It sounds like it, like an additional, like an add-on. Like you go in, you get the COVID shot,
yes,
and they say, "Hey, how'd you like a little dose of Banavibanav?"
Bamlanivimab.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's, so they call it BAM for short because nobody on earth can pronounce this frickin' word.
A BAM antibody infusion is what
I'm saying. Now, I found an FDA news release from November 9th of 2020 saying, today the U.S. FDA issued, tell me if you've heard this before, an emergency use authorization for the investigational monoclonal antibody therapy, bamlanivimab.
Investigational. That says to me they are still trying to figure out what this does.
So much like the vaccines, which were granted the EUA, emergency use authorization, they didn't have to go through all the normal steps that the FDA would require for something of this nature.
Which I'm fine with. I mean, look, I'm all about people being able to make choices to take experimental medications. I don't think the FDA should exist at all. So, I mean, fast track them all. Let them all be released into the market. But just make sure you let people know, hey, we're still testing this. You are a test subject by taking this BAM antibody infusion, by taking the injection in the first place, the COVID shots. You're a test subject.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, if you want to CRISPR out your allergies or your sickle cell immunity or whatever it is, go ahead. Yeah. It's your body. Do what you want with it. You know, someone had to do the experimental drugs. May as well be you. Go for it. Have my blessing. But just don't, pass a law that makes me do it too.
Right. So to come back around to the discussion we were having about Apple Computer and their new software they're going to be installing on iOS devices, iOS version 15 will have what they're calling Neural Match, where they will be scanning through all of your cell phone and or possibly tablets and so on files to find what they're describing as CSAM, child sexual abuse material. And then they will report it. Well, first a human will review it, then report it to law enforcement.
Right. So I was talking about how this program is going to find images on, all of your devices. And in order to do that, they're going to have to scan every image and video on all of your devices.
That's
now,
right.
Conceivably, we already know that, there's huge storage areas, things set up to store digital data, your information that you transmit across the internet. I'm assuming that this means they're just going to collect all of this stuff off of your devices.
No, store it somewhere.
It's okay, Captain. They have significant privacy benefits.
That's right. This is the privacy company. I mean, this is all. Apple says they are all about privacy. Privacy, that's iPhone. That's what their advertising campaign says. What happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. Unless, of course, they change the terms of service and, completely negate all
that. And install something that you can't uninstall or otherwise don't consent to.
Correct. So that's happening.
Should we start a software company whose byline is, we promise we're not monitored by the NSA?
Yes.
If Google can be, don't be evil.
Which they stopped doing that, by the way. They got rid of that.
Yeah, totally did.
They did have it at one time.
Right around the time they bought YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
They didn't technically give it up as a slogan, but they did take it off all of the paperwork.
They certainly gave it up as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as a policy?
Yeah.
As an idea? Like, maybe
as
we
a philosophy.
Should not be evil?
As a, what do they call it when a corporation makes a mission statement? Yeah, that's what they call it.
Maybe we should, I don't know, maybe not censor everything we disagree with because we disagree with it.
So, according to Ross Anderson, and by the way, he's not alone on this, Edward Snowden's commenting against the Apple decision here. Yeah. There's a lot of people in the tech world that rightfully are making the comment that, hey, you know, look, child porn, bad, but privacy violations, worse. So let me hit Ross Anderson, a professor of security engineering at the University of Cambridge, says, quote, it's an absolutely appalling idea because it's going to lead to distributed bulk surveillance of our phones and laptops. Unquote. Although the system is currently trained to spot child sex abuse, it could be adapted to scan for any other targeted imagery and text. No kidding! For instance, terror beheadings or anti-government signs at protests, say researchers. Apple's precedent could also increase pressure on other tech companies to use similar techniques. And remember, these are the same corporations who are completely on board with restricting people who are not on board with the COVID shots and the COVID
stomping lockdowns. On a Blue Lives Matter sign counted as a hate crime.
Mm.
So, okay, how long before this gets targeted at so-called hate crimes?
That was
like
a great
stomping
question.
On a Blue Lives Matter sign.
That was the other.
Or whatever other anti-government dissident activity you feel might be appropriate when they're going too far.
That was the other thing I read about New York. We were talking about New York earlier in the program, where there's something either on the slate for legislation or being introduced where they would equate what you're saying, the blue lies, as a hate crime, and it would allow... it would actually make it so that taxpayer money would be used to, so if you did stomp on a sign that said Blue Lives Matter, that the state could then sue you, and taxpayer money would pay for the person, the lawyer, to sue you as the person who did this.
Well, and so
it's completely insane.
Here's one of the things to me that this indicates. Okay, one of the only things we can do for when they change the story midstream is we can get a screen cap, right? We can get a little screenshot of what is happening, when it's happening.
Mm.
Okay, well, now that you're monitoring everything, now that you are digging into our pictures, how safe are my screen caps when you decide to change the story?
Well, if you're just openly storing them without any kind of encryption protecting them, not at all. They can change whatever they want. And they one of the security researchers here, Alec Muffet, who is a privacy campaigner who formerly worked at Facebook, said Apple's move is tectonic and a huge regressive step for individual privacy. He said further, Apple is walking back privacy to enable 1984. It's happening.
I can't disagree with him.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I want to disagree with him, but I can't.
They'll take away all of your rights for just the very best of reasons.
All right, we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Are you excited about having your phone, you know, privacy, whatever, violated for this purpose? Is this okay with you? This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges, according to Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. The sheriff made the announcement Saturday in response to a criminal complaint from a former aide to the governor who accused Cuomo of groping her. Apple promised that a comprehensive investigation would be conducted, though he would not commit to any timeline for its completion. An investigation by an independent panel overseen by New York's Attorney General's office concluded that he sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office. And the American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to take commercial flights if they could, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country. This is USA Radio News. The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, and allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one lawmaker unconvinced by the bill. He tells Fox News that the package is an inflation bomb being dropped on an economy already damaged by rapidly rising prices.
Inflation's going way up because the federal government's been spending way too much money that it doesn't have. When it does that, we effectively just print more money. I mean, look, I know U.S. treasuries are issued and everything, but it has the same effect as just printing more money. We got the same basket, more or less, of goods and services in the economy, but when you dramatically expand the money supply in the way that they're doing, that means the price of everything will go up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Apple computers to release a new iOS where it'll have a scanning feature that will basically look through all of your files and determine whether or not so-called child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, exists. And if so, it will send it off to humans who will look at it, which, from what I understand, is a crime. But, you know, they'll look at it, and they'll determine whether or not it's actual child abuse sexual material, and then they will send that off to law enforcement. Now, there's an aspect of this that I wanted to look at, because what we've been talking about here is, like, the larger implications of this.
Right, yeah.
The obvious, and many security researchers, including Edward Snowden and others, are saying this is 1984 stuff. Yeah, they're going to start with the thing that people, it's unpopular, you know, it's bad. Child porn, bad, but they can expand this to anything. They can expand it to people that are saying things about COVID. They can expand it to people that are saying things about so-called domestic terrorism, like, I don't like the government. You know, they can expand it to all kinds of things. Anybody that writes the word bomb, for instance, or whatever. Like, there's all kinds of things they could expand this technology to. But let's just look at it on its own. Let's pretend as though this will never expand, that this is the only thing that it'll ever be used for is searching for so-called child sexual abuse material. Is it going to actually help capture people? Because they're saying, oh, this is going to help with the, you know, missing children, this is going to help with this, this is going to help with that. If you are a criminal in this particular area of crime, presumably you are already aware, according to this story here, I don't use these Apple cloud products or whatever, but apparently the cloud's already been doing this. So if you put photos up on the cloud,
the iCloud,
and it's Apple, Microsoft, you know, you name it, they're already scanning those for this stuff. So this is the only news here is that they're moving to scanning your actual device as well as this.
Well, it's exactly what you were saying about you have this device that you have kept off the internet. This isn't what you put on Facebook. This isn't what you posted to Instagram. Mm-hmm. This is what's on my device. And you have been trying to keep this not the internet. And there they are saying, well, it's on the internet, kind of, so we can go ahead and scan it.
Oh, so it's their software, so they can go ahead and scan it if you keep using it, because they can update their terms of service at any time. That's what it says in the terms of service. So, but what I wanted to point out is if you're an actual criminal, like let's say you make child pornography, well, you probably have already done the research to know where not to store it. Right? You're probably not storing it on the iCloud, because you'll get caught. So, presumably you're smart enough to know that the Apple iPhone probably already, like, I'm just guessing, by default, it probably uploads all your photos automatically to iCloud. You probably have to opt out of that service, because think about it. People who use a phone, there's a chance that phone's going to break. They're going to drop it in the toilet. They're going to, you know, it's going to break.
Yep.
And they're going to have to go back and get a new phone. And then what about their photos? They're going to want their photos. And without thinking otherwise, well, if they haven't disabled this feature, it's likely enabled by default to where all those photos are uploaded to the cloud. That way, when you get your new phone, they all get downloaded to your new device, and you still have, you know, your dog photos.
So to make my second prediction for this show, this is going to catch approximately zero people.
Wrong. It's going to catch the people who don't know about this, right? So the criminals, they're going to know, right? It's their business to know how not to get caught. But the people who aren't going to know are going to be teenagers. They're going to be teenagers who might be doing things like taking nude selfies of themselves and sending it to their girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
So,
and they don't follow the news real close, right? So they probably have no idea about this new feature that's coming to their phone.
I know so many people who have gotten quote-unquote caught because they took a picture of their kid while they're bathing in
I'm thinking
bathing in the sink and like putting the cup measuring
they're going to get caught in this
sometimes
too.
An image can look like a thing that it's not too, and I'm thinking, I don't know, roughhousing, right? If you've grown up with like brothers or cousins or even classmates, you know, at school when you're at recess or whatever, and you're getting a little rough, you know, you're playing tackle football or something like that, you know, where like, and somebody grabs a picture and it looks like somebody's beating you when really you're just roughhousing around. There's no way for an application on a device
to tell
the context in which this photo
was
taken.
That's why they're going to send law enforcement over, and then they'll investigate that situation. Before you know it, this could be used for, you know, CCYF or whatever being sent over based on Apple.
The people whose job it is to make this CPS. Awful stuff are going to dodge this.
Yeah.
And the people that get caught up in this are going to be mostly innocent people.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, teenagers have been being caught up in this stuff before over the last several years. You can, you know, I'm not speculating on this.
There's tons of stories
about high school lovers. It's a popular thing nowadays to take a naked photo and send it to somebody. I think it's a bad plan. Mm-hmm. I don't think people should do it, but they're going to. That's what they do.
It's happening right now as we speak.
And usually the way they get caught is the boyfriend or whatever, he's like, hey, check this out. And he sends it to his friend, who sends it to his friend, who sends it to... And before you know it, the entire school has received a copy of this, while somebody, the snitch kid, you know, goes to the principal's office and says, look what I sent, got sent. And then the cops get called, and then the girl who took the photograph gets arrested for creating child abuse sexual material, even though she wasn't being abused, she wasn't being tortured, no one was threatening her, she did it of her own volition.
And depending on the charge and the age of the person, that could become something on their permanent record.
Well, to be fair to these cases, in a lot of the cases, they plea out and they, like, take some sort of a deal
but it's
where...
It's still possible.
Right. They take a plea usually that says, okay, I'll be good in the future and I'll attend a class that'll teach me about how dangerous it is to, you know, send nude photos online. And then they, you know, they call it a day and there's probably some, you know, community service that gets sentenced. But that's not always what happens. Sometimes they actually do go to prison or go to jail over this. And even so, even if it is just the community service kind of result or whatever, it's still a terrifying experience to have to get handcuffed by the police, taken down to the station, booked, have these charges hanging over your head, the potential for being on a sex offender registry for the rest of your life,
right,
for sending a photograph. Now Apple's going to be starting this.
Right.
Now instead of it being, you know, the little snitch kid that's in the grade who's going and telling on you, now it's Apple who's going to report this and like, oh, well, this person looks like she's underage. Well, we have, according to our records here, she's, you know, this amount of years old. I don't know if Apple finds that out about you, but probably isn't that hard for them to.
Well, ever since the pandemic, you're not allowed to flirt in person.
That's true. So okay. This is probably going more often than
right.
before.
Right. So now you're not allowed. Now you're not allowed to flirt this way.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about Apple devices, but I know that you have to have what they call an Apple ID.
Yep.
In order to operate one of these devices, and I'm just gonna guess they're asking people their age when they sign up for the Apple ID. So they're gonna know that this person is under the age of 18, which would make this a crime. Which means that even though they're not being threatened, yeah. even though they're not being abused sexually, they can still report them to law enforcement. So I suspect that's going to happen, too.
Well, and that's part of the labeling of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's child abuse sexual content. Okay. No one was abused when someone made a stupid decision to sext their boyfriend. Now, you shouldn't be doing that when you're young. Granted.
I don't think it's a good idea anytime.
It's just not a good idea.
Yeah.
Never make a picture that you don't want to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it's...
Sage advice.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look...
But I'll tell you one thing that's worse than that. Putting them in jail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Putting them in jail for doing something stupid is not the way to run a civilization.
There's already way too many laws on the books that they can't be counted, literally. Go ahead and try. If you're out there in listener land and you want to try and count all the
laws
on the
books,
you can't count them all, much less read them all.
Yeah.
There's already enough laws, and there are already laws that say, hey, this stuff is illegal. So if law enforcement, you know, has done their job and collected enough evidence to prove that, you know, hey, maybe this guy's got some stuff on his phone, then there's already, you know, mechanics in place for them to be able to search your device. There's no need for Apple to be doing what they're doing.
Coming up, the Electronic Frontier Foundation sues the Postal Service. It's also about privacy. We'll tell you about that coming up here. 603-283-6160 is the number where you can join us on Free Talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. If you want to join in here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are, by the way, streaming on Odyssey. What is Odyssey? It is the front end for an amazing media sharing protocol named Library, LBRY.com. We've been on it for a long time, actually. We've been on Library for years. And it is blockchain-based, it's decentralized, it's uncensorable on Library. Now, Odyssey is Library's attempt at competing with YouTube, having that kind of be their focus. But ultimately, it's backed by Library, and it's very, very cool. And I'm glad that we're there. We're streaming live there. We're also available in archive form. You can go to our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to it. Make sure you hit the follow button so you can follow our channel there. And you can find all kinds of interesting content on Odyssey that does not exist on YouTube because YouTube bans it. YouTube has banned all kinds of content.
And shadow bans it.
Yes, and not just COVID-related stuff, but all kinds of things are on Odyssey.
Last I checked, the thing that I was really interested in, Odyssey, they will take your YouTube channel.
Yes.
They will just copy every single video that you put on your YouTube channel, because that's
cool.
The thing. I mean, you know, people have been content creators for years.
Right.
They've built up a following. They've built up a library of material, and they don't want to go through every single one of those and transfer it over.
It's a huge hassle.
Or what if YouTube decides to cancel you?
Your
account down, and you've just lost all your lifetime of work.
That's right. So Library will help you back that up to the cloud, so to speak, to be decentralized. And you can go to actually, when you sign up at Odyssey for a user account, they actually ask you during the sign up, do you have a YouTube channel you want to copy over? So they've made it
nice.
It could not be easier to go through this process. Check it out at video.freetalklive.com.
I know one other thing that Odyssey is, the opposite of normalcy.
Love it. Let's go to James. He's on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS on the FM side in Charleston. Go ahead, James.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, James?
Well, let me tell you what happened back in 1996 when the Internet was still new to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
The first version of Windows was just out. And And, you know, it was all new to us. And so we'd get on and we'd just scan and look around and see what was out there. There wasn't a whole lot out there compared to today.
Sure.
That was before search engines really took off, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, there was a couple, and I was trying to remember what our favorites were back in the day.
Yahoo, AltaVista,
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. I remember that one. Yeah. But there was another one that was really popular. Anyway,
Dice, Dogpile.
There was a big deal about news groups back then.
Oh yeah,
and you know, there were probably thousands of news groups. There were more news groups than anything else on the internet.
Sure.
Well, one night I stumbled into a child porn news group, and it absolutely had the filthiest, dirtiest photos of little children you have ever seen in your life. Well, I copied those photos, and I looked up the federal government, and I can't remember to this day where I sent those, but it was some big federal government that the department that looks into these kinds of things, and I sent them those photos.
Oh my God! Let me guess, they came and arrested you for your assistance.
No, that's where it gets interesting.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I sent them the photos, and I told them where they could find those photos on the news group.
I'm going to guess now, they did nothing.
And they did well. Yeah, I was never contacted. You know, I'm looking back 25 years.
So they didn't even bother to arrest you for sending them child pornography.
Right. See, and for the last 25 years, I'm thinking, well, have they been monitoring me real close for the last 25 years for sending them those photos?
I think you might be safe, and I'm dating myself here a little bit because I was in my mid-20s in 96. It took government agencies a decade or so to catch up to the technology curve that the rest of humanity was enjoying. The government isn't known for being quick on the trigger and adopting new things. So likely what happened is that it got sent. Maybe somebody received it and put it in like a to-do list or something. But eventually whatever server or computer that ended up on got recycled or something.
Yeah, probably. But like I say, I was just wondering if they've been watching me now for 25 years for sending them those photos, you know. But I was hoping someone would at least contact me and let me know that they had received them. But no one did.
Well,
so I have a tech question. When they had the news groups, like, who was running those? Like, who was offering those news groups?
Internet service provider, and I don't know if it's still true, but at the time, every internet service provider had their own news group server, and they would decide which news groups to take, because you didn't have to take them all. So, like, some of them would have excluded these if they were known, like these groups
that
you used to describe.
Exactly. It would seem to me that the way to solve this
is to,
hey, you are carrying this. I'm pretty sure you don't want to be.
Yes, that's
like
correct.
It seems to me that the way that you solve this problem is going, hey, you showed me this, and I'm pretty sure you did not ever want to show anybody this.
Certainly the internet service provider could have done something to restrict those groups if they had been, you know, if it had been brought to their attention. But that is a good question, is where do these things start? How does somebody...
If I was running a business, I wouldn't want you to get to there.
No. And plus, the fact that it's stored on their server means they are technically violating the law simply by having them on their server. Whether they know about it or not is another question. James, anything else you want to share?
No, I was just going to say, in 96, it was still the wild, wild west out there. Mm-hmm. Anything went until you got caught. That's about it. Thanks.
Thanks, James, for the call tonight. By the way, news groups are still out there. They still exist. There's still a ton of them. And I suspect you can find all kinds of things on that.
I do know of a person not long after 96, maybe around 2000 or so, maybe 99, that area, who had a similar story to James, except he was drunk on a couple of different types of drugs. Acid was one of them.
Oh.
And he was surfing
drunk
the internet.
And on acid at the same time?
Yes, correct. And he was surfing the internet.
Doesn't that cancel the drinking?
I don't know.
I've heard that.
But
doesn't help.
I'm not an authority on, you know, mixed drugs, so I don't know. But at any rate, he surfed the wrong kind of porn or something, downloaded the wrong kinds of pictures, and unlike the caller, the FBI showed up, busted in his door, took all of his stuff, sent him, they were going to prosecute him under federal charges. He downloaded some sort of, I want to say it was kiddie porn or something like that. But the feds, after searching through all of his computers and all that, they were like, they dropped the charges. The state, however, that he lived in, picked them up and prosecuted him.
Wow.
And he ended up taking a plea deal because, well, that's what people do when the state threatens them. And now he is a lifetime registered sex offender. Yeah.
So if you specifically announce, hey, I found this thing, you want to go ahead and stop it? They do nothing. But if you accidentally wander onto it,
it'll ruin your life.
Sucks for you.
Yeah. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, David's online in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, David Brent Olson, David Olson 333. The reason that I monitor our government 24/7 and then report on it is because of the illegal trafficking of my children in the New Mexico courts, Judge John J. Romero Jr. and Judge M. Monica Zamora, and I proved it with a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. I'm reporting today on in New Mexico what's going on. We have a mayor, Tanita Gurule Giron, in Las Vegas, New Mexico, that was sentenced. I reported on her earlier. She was sentenced, and for being the mayor, her and her boyfriend were doing some scamming, and they forged a bunch of signatures. They forged a bunch of signatures. They forged election documents in order to maintain herself as mayor.
Wow.
So the supposed government of the people, by the people, for the people, Tanita Gurule Giron was trying to own this government for herself in New Mexico. She was trying to steal the civic rights of everybody beneath her, all of her citizenry, from them by forging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the mayorship, which, you know, is definitely not one of the most powerful positions on the planet, still is powerful enough for this woman to commit fraud and do what she could to stay in that position. David, thanks for calling and sharing. And the guy never had – David calls all the time with constant, like, fraud within the government, people getting busted, and, you know, of course, it never changes. It just opens up the seat for the next corrupt mayor. 603-283-6160 is our number. Coming up, the Postal Service sued by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They're a group that actually cares about privacy in this electronic world, and we'll find out what that's all about. Nicholas Mountaineer has that story. We'll continue. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.